Chapter 3. Some 50 feet above the rushing Nantahala was the perfect spot. The clay-reddened rock extended up from the river to a cliff face, each little crag and cut tripping into the next, leading straight up to where the cliff ended in an outcropping. The flat ground was clear of trees, providing an open view of the river, and, conversely, the river a clear view of anyone who wandered out to the edge of the cliff. The rapids of the river crashed steadily along, around the bend of the mountain, and every raft and kayak that went down the river could clearly see the outcropping and the Ailur who tended to frequent it, even if they should have been paying more attention to the river in front of them. Which was why it was the perfect spot. Today, 15 young Ailur were lounging and roughhousing, rocks being sent flying as they batted and fought, claws scrapping over rock as they came dangerously close to the edge. "Look, look, here it comes," Aaron said, leaning over the edge of the drop-off, his tail twitching eagerly. Below them, a raft full of humans were gasping and pointing upwards, dragging out cameras to get a picture as their boat veered slightly off course. The guides seemed to be trying to get their attention back, but it was too late. The raft buffeted over a rock, sending all 6 humans spilling into the river, bobbing up on their orange life vests as the guide went after their boat. "Score!" Several others chuffed and laughed, peering over the cliff's edge to watch the humans paddle towards their empty boat, the sun bright and sky clear with June. Spring had eventually given way to summer, thick and hot and deep, cooled only by the mists flowing off the mountains and days spent swimming in the cold river, Ailur letting their coats soak or swimming after each other in the deep calms. Tourist season was in full swing now, and every year the Ailur who were fully grown but not yet of mating age came out to this spot, performing antics to distract the humans, watching them take unexpected spills into the river as they attempted to snap photos of the mysterious and elusive Ailanthropes. It wasn't something that the Pride Elders were exactly wild about, and multiple times the kids had been told not to go over to the cliffside, but teenagers were teenagers, whether they were cats or humans. Alona, though, was less amused this year than previous. Normally, she loved summer. The hunting was good, deer plentiful, and the forests teeming with life. The fields would open up and she could spread her legs, racing across the open ground, chasing some hare or other varmint just for the fun of it. With the Pride storehouses well stocked, it meant there was also a lot more free time, time to sun herself over open rocks or climb the tallest tree she could find, scratching her claws through the bark for the pure pleasure of it. There were also the humans out in their rafts or hiking up along the trail, and she, Lewis, and Peter used to make a game of seeing who could creep closest without being caught, ears perked to listen in to the humans' conversations about a world outside the mountains. Normally, Alona loved the summer, but this year came with a heavier silence, something too weighty and like the depressive hush of winter for her liking. Every pride in the world was attentive to their alpha, led and informed by their alpha, and it wasn't uncommon for prides as a group to take after their alpha in personality. The alpha was the center and life's blood of a pride, and it was impossible to ignore the changes in Jensen this year. "Alona, catch!" Cole yelled. Except Alona wasn't paying any attention, lost in her own thoughts. Instead of catching the stick the younger Ailur tossed, it flew through the air to smack into her head. "Ow!" she growled, getting to her feet and rubbing the side of her face with one wrist, lifting her head to give Cole a dirty look, curling back her lips and hissing, "Idiot!" "Aw, come on!" Cole whined as his tail and ears dropped, the other kids unable to contain their laughter, one of them rolling around in the red dirt, paws lolling. "I didn't mean to. You were supposed to catch it, to distract the next raft. You're all so immature, Alona huffed, shaking out her coat as she turned to pace away, back into the tree line, hearing their guffaws receding behind her. It was possible that her father was right. She was outgrowing this. It wasn't a speech she enjoyed hearing, especially now that it was coming with more frequency. She was fully grown this year, long and graceful, and she couldn't say she wasn't proud of how she'd grown, but in all likelihood next year would bring her first heat, and if not, definitely the year after that. It wasn't something she was looking forward to. Leaving behind her youth, becoming attached, becoming a parent. She could still choose to deny her heats, to wander off alone for a few weeks to let it pass, to never take on a mate, but she wasn't sure she wanted that either. Mostly, she didn't want to have to make the decision. Life was easier just being a cub, someone with no responsibilities on their back. She wandered up the side of a ravine and jumped down the other side, landing with a woof of air. She straightened and headed into Pride Ground, weaving easily through trees memorized in her youth. There was, of course, the other good reason why those her age avoided Pride Ground this time of year. The damned place was crawling with babies. Alona jumped back when a cub tumbled across her path, swiftly followed by three of his siblings, each letting out their own tiny battle roar. She lifted one paw disdainfully and stepped past, tail swishing in irritation. It was almost 2 months since the pregnant fertiles had given birth, and by now the cubs had not only opened their eyes, but had begun walking and running, meaning that they were given almost free rein on Pride Ground, dashing around and play-fighting and generally making a nuisance of themselves. You wouldn't know it, though, from the looks on the faces of the other adults, all the members of the Pride looking out for the little ones equally, soft and warm every time some cub made a mess or ran into something or demanded attention. One cub trotted up to her, stretching up to sniff noses, and Alona gave him a little nudge, watching the youngster spill over and roll onto his back, baring his chubby belly. She huffed a laugh, stepping over the kitten. Alona had to admit, they had their own charm. She still wasn't certain she wanted a batch of her own, though. She moved up through Pride Ground, lazily making her way around tree trunks and the errant cabin, a lure in both cat and human forms moving through the business of the day, the hot North Carolina sun beating down on them. At the top of the hill that their pride lived on was the main house, less of a house in structure, though, and more of a meeting space. Traditionally, it was where the Alpha lived, with the best view to watch over and protect the pride. 2 months ago, Alona would never have headed there to find Jensen. Elure tended to prefer being outdoors to in, and that was even more true of an Alpha than any other in the Pride. Jensen was a wanderer, an Elure given to fits of wanderlust, traveling over their wide hunting grounds for days at a time if the compulsion took him. He knew the mountains too well to ever give them up, except for now. She didn't remember the first time she'd met Jensen. Far too young and probably still blind and deaf when he'd first bumped noses with her. But she'd certainly known him all her life. She'd grown up gnawing on his tail and chasing after his paws. He hadn't been Alpha then, just a hunter, and while everyone had whispered about his potential, Alona hadn't ever thought of him as Alpha until one day he was. A sudden surprise. Something she'd never expected. He was so quiet, so withdrawn unless knocked out of his shell, and too laid back to be an Alpha. The Alpha before him, the only one Alona had ever known besides Jensen, had been firm and forthright, a grizzled old captain of the guard that had stalked Pride Ground with a wary watchfulness. A good Alpha, to be sure, but not someone that was particularly cuddly. And having grown up sleeping in Jensen's shadow, Alona couldn't imagine him as anything but. He'd been Alpha for almost 8 years now, though. She'd grown into the idea, slowly, as uncomfortable as it had been at first. It had taken her a long time to see that the comfort he gave her was the comfort of an Alpha, someone who took responsibility, who guarded all others before himself, someone who held control not to abuse or for a sense of ego, but to give peace to those around them. Which was why everything now was so very wrong. The sunning rock at the top of the hill was unoccupied, but Alona saw that a long way off. It didn't surprise her. Once it had been Jensen's self-appointed station if he happened to be on Pride Ground, the point where he could lay down to sun but still see all of Pride Ground below him, watch over all of them. It hadn't seen much of him recently. She jogged past and pushed into the main house, but a quick sweep turned up nothing. She shifted into human form and stretched, as unashamed of her nudity like this as she was of it as a cat. She grabbed a robe hanging up on the wall and tied it loosely around herself, though none would object to her going without. There was a small kitchen at the back, and she paused to pull out some salted meat, chewing on it absently as she sniffed around for Jensen's scent. She hadn't said much yet. Tried to get him to talk, sure, but a part of her had believed he just needed time to mourn, time to get over this. The only problem was that he didn't seem to be mourning or getting over anything. 2 months had passed, and instead of recovering, Jensen just seemed to be getting worse. She wasn't sure if it was her place to butt in, but the twisting worry in her gut was only getting worse with each passing day. Even Cosette, broken up about everything as she'd been, was beginning to go out again, leaning on the rest of the Pride for support and recovery. Their Alpha, though, who they needed like blood, needed like air, was nowhere to be found. Certain that the house was empty, Alona wandered out the back door, glancing around the side of the house that faced into the woods, and sighed when she saw the long stretch of Jensen's fur, dark brown in the summer light. "There you are," she murmured, walking towards him. There wasn't much between the house and the tree line, just a small stretch of rock and a little else. It was an area that had never been intended for use. Yet here was where Jensen had picked to sun himself, an activity that was social in nature, something that Allure did together, tails twitching and paws flexing, soaking in Salhero's light in the safety of their surroundings, the safety of their pride. Here, by the tree line, there was no safety. Not that a cat the size of Jensen had much to worry about, but still, it was the principle of the thing. "What are you doing all the way back here?" she asked as she approached, and reined in the temptation to poke him with her foot. Their relationship had changed since he became Alpha. It had been awkward for a while, but even though he was a friend and companion of her youth, it was still wrong for her to treat her Alpha with outright disrespect. The Pride put up with her being overly familiar, but even she felt the jolt of wrong in her whenever her automatic response was to shove him or pounce on his tail. The larger Allure raised his head, blinking in the sunlight as he took her in. He rolled over onto his stomach, pushing his hind legs up and stretching his forelegs out, mouth smacking open in a wide yawn. The fur going down his spine bristled with the stretch, and Alona sat down against the gritty stone. Jensen shook himself out, shook the cat off of himself, leaving only skin behind. He glanced at her, then moved around to sit as well, one leg propped up and an arm balancing on his knee. Over by the edge of the house, three kittens gathered, having wandered a bit too far. Alona glanced at them, their curious eyes blinking and watching her and Jensen before they got distracted with each other, putting out squeaky little snarls as they rolled around ungainfully, chewing on each other's ears.
"What's up?"
Jensen asked, casual but voice uninflected. Alona's gaze flicked back to him, but he wasn't looking at her. His voice didn't hold any real interest.
"You're avoiding the pride, Jensen," she began without preamble, needing to do this but also wanting it to be over with.
She didn't want to be here, she didn't want to be having this conversation, and she didn't want to admit it, but she was a little afraid that he'd just shut her down.
"You're avoiding the pride, and you're clearly not okay. Everyone's worried."
"It's not their place to worry,"
Jensen replied, too quick, too stiff.
"It's my job to look after them, not the other way around."
"Yeah? How are you supposed to look after anyone hiding out back here?"
It felt harsh, and Alona wanted to be the shoulder to cry on, but Jensen wasn't about to cry on anyone. That was the problem.
"Jensen, just..."
"It's none of your business," he snapped, looking over at her,
and Alona wished he wanted to avoid her gaze. She wished that he'd duck his head or at least feel some shame for the hate coursing through him, because she couldn't stand having him look at her like she didn't matter.
"You don't lead our pride, and it's time you learned your place. You're not a cub anymore, and it's not my place to coddle you. You shouldn't act so familiar."
Alona swallowed hard past the ball in her throat, almost shrinking back for a moment because this was the person she'd looked up to her whole life. It felt wrong, somehow, to yell at him, even if he needed it. He'd been there for her every time something went wrong, every time she'd ever needed someone to be there. She couldn't run out on him now.
"I'm so sorry, Alpha. Should I beg and scrape? Is that what you want? You can't expect us all to fall at your feet with gratitude when you're not even doing your job."
"You know nothing of my job," Jensen growled.
"I know that things aren't right."
Alona wished her voice wouldn't go high like that, so desperate and pitched. She wished she could sound like the adult she didn't feel like. She wanted her Alpha. She needed him back. She reached out to him hesitantly.
"It's been 2 months, Jensen, and it's like you're not even here anymore. We miss you. We need you. Please."
She cut off when he leaned in suddenly, sniffing around her.
"Are you going through your first heat? Is that what this is?"
he asked, and his voice was too harsh. She felt hurt jump through her.
"I'm flattered, really, but go lift your tail for someone else. I'm not interested."
She shrank back, hands curling into fists when the shock of his words, hard and hurtful, left tears in her eyes.
"Alpha,"
she murmured, stuck in disbelief that Jensen would ever treat her like that, that he would treat any fertile like that. He stared at her, long and hard, and she swallowed, tempted to scramble back, but her body frozen under the gaze of her leader, the instinctive reaction of an animal in front of one more dominant. Then, slowly, his expression shifted, eyes widening a little, creases evening out in something like shock, and his mouth opened. One of the cubs, too adventurous in his exploring, had wandered over while they talked. Alona didn't see it at first, too caught by the cruelty of Jensen's words. And he'd never been cruel to her before. Sure, they'd fought, and sure, he'd been a jerk sometimes, but nothing like this. Something that made her feel dirty and low. She didn't see the kitten wriggle in preparation, but she jumped when it pounced, a tumble of fur and paws, little claws scouring the side of Jensen's thigh in play. Jensen whirled, the moment breaking, and he smacked the kitten away with his hand, lips lifting up to bare teeth, tongue curling as he hissed in anger. The cub went rolling back, scrambling to get its paws beneath itself as it and its siblings began to bound away in fear. Alona felt herself shrink back from his anger instinctively, flinching when he got to his feet, turning her face away. He stared at her. She knew that, even if she was looking down at the ground, afraid to meet his eyes. She'd never thought about it before, nothing so formal. But it wasn't Jensen at her back now. It was a dominant, a hunter. And to look in his eyes would be a challenge. She would be asking for a fight, and for the first time, she was afraid of him.
"Leave me alone," he said finally, voice too firm, too steady.
She wished she could hear it shake, hear some kind of hesitancy or uncertainty. Anything but the too far gone coldness.
"That's an order."
There was the scrape of feet against stone, and she heard him pad away, heard the back door to the house open and close, but it wasn't until later that she felt like she could breathe again. And even then, it wasn't with any sense of relief.